This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is unatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with award-winning and renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubinstein, once again. And Dr. Rubinstein, thanks for taking a moment once again to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Glad to have the opportunity.
And we're happy that you came back out to get us up to speed as to the circumstances of what's going on around the world today. So within your industry, that is. Now, I'd be curious for a leadoff here. Are people still getting plastic surgery procedures during the pandemic? And if so, are they on the rise or on the decline?
Well, surprisingly, they're on the rise. And there certainly are people still getting things done. And we're at a point in the pandemic where I think things have thankfully plateaued or are starting to turn for the better. We're obviously still dealing with the issue and have to be very careful and have the proper precautions. But there have been a lot of people that aren't working, that are working remotely, that have more time on their hands and don't have to be around as many people, you know, people that otherwise might be in an office seeing people all the time. Working from home, don't have that worry. So as it turns out, this is a very convenient time to recover and to be private about it. So you know, we're seeing a lot of people who might have been thinking about doing something for a while, looking for the opportune time. Well, I guess one of the silver linings of the whole coronavirus issue is the privacy and free time that people are getting, working remotely and not having to go to an office. And unfortunately for some people, maybe not working currently at all if they're shut down or laid off. So, time has become available.
It certainly makes sense, and thanks for that update there. Now, what kinds of procedures are you seeing now versus prior to the pandemic, and are the procedures surgical or a combination of non-invasive and minimally invasive?
Well, I think we're seeing across the board a pretty good variety. Because people have time to recover, anyone that was considering a bigger operation that requires more of a recovery, or, you know, having some bruising, swelling, changing your appearance, difficulty walking around, you know, that kind of thing, they're able to do it and not have to worry about getting to work or people seeing them quite as much as they might have if things were normal. So we are seeing a good amount of regular surgery being done. Now, of course, there's still the trend, even before the pandemic, of doing less invasive procedures. Everybody would like to do less and still get more. Minimally invasive techniques have come a long way. There's a lot of good options out there to get great results. So those are still popular, but I don't think that's been affected by the pandemic. I think that's just popular because it's popular.
Now, another question for you, Dr. Rubinstein. Are men getting plastic surgery procedures more now or about the same? And is that changing for men as well?
Well, I think there has been a growing number of men seeking plastic surgery. I think it's a trend that that I've been seeing in my practice for some time. I mean, each year we see more and more men. I mean, in my practice, I'd say 20 to 25% of my patients are men, which is higher than the national average. I think on average it's about 10% in most practices, but I'm probably double or maybe more than double, not for any particular reason other than I seem to see a lot of men. And I guess, you know, they refer their friends, and it has grown. But I don't think that that has anything to do with the pandemic either. I think, you know, men and women alike, if they're not working or if they're working remotely, it's just a convenient time. So, you know, we are seeing men. And, you know, men also like to do the less invasive procedures. So we're seeing men for things like, you know, rejuvenating procedures of the neck, with doing a lot of procedures like Elevate and Renuvion, which are minimally invasive techniques to do types of skin tightening and neck lift without big incisions, men love those options because they're less inclined to do the bigger operations unless they've got bigger problems and they don't have an option. But we're seeing a lot of men for those kind of things, and of course liposuction surgically always is popular. At a certain age, doing things like facelifts and neck lifts, you know, once you get old enough and aged enough to where minimally invasive techniques are not going to give you everything you want, well, that's what men are seeking too. But by far and large, I think I've seen a trend of more and more men interested and actually moving forward with procedures.
Certainly do appreciate your input and all the information shared so far. Now, folks, here's what your adrenal system needs. Zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another coffee. Get natural support at eunatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on eunatural.com. That's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today we are speaking with, once again, award-winning and renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what kind of tools do you have to show people what they realistically expect from a procedure? What do you have in place in those regards?
Sure. There's all kinds of technology we have for that. You know, the most important tool is just a good conversation. Being able to get good information to the patients, make sure they answer all their questions, that they have all their questions answered and have a good understanding of what they might be considering, and a real good understanding of the benefits and the drawbacks of any procedure. So that's tool number one. But, you know, we've got lots of high-tech stuff that we can use to demonstrate how things might look. The most impressive is a system called Chrysalix, which is a kind of a virtual reality, augmented reality tool that I use to help patients understand what's possible. That's a tool that we can use to do a three-dimensional scan of a patient's face or body or breasts in the case of a woman, and we can actually simulate what a surgical result might look like. So, for example, if someone came to talk about doing some liposuction under the chin or under rhinoplasty, doing their nose, we can scan their face and I can simulate what the surgical results might look like and show them a before and after on them. And furthermore, they can use these virtual reality goggles and see a three-dimensional image of their face. Remember, this is a scan of their face. It makes a three-dimensional model of them. And so you can put these things on and see you with your new nose or your new chin or your new breasts after a breast augmentation. So, you know, it's a really great tool to even further the conversation and allow patients to see what is realistically possible.
Obviously an important question when folks are looking to get a procedure done and looking for the right doctor. What is the most important thing for patients to know when booking a procedure with a plastic surgeon?
Well, of course, the first thing that I would recommend is make sure you're seeing someone who's properly trained. It's very important to know that if you're going to have plastic surgery, that you're seeing an actually trained plastic surgeon, someone who's board certified in plastic surgery by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And be careful about boards that have the word cosmetic in it, because there is no generally recognized board in the United States with the word cosmetic in it. Now, there are boards that have the word cosmetic in it. They're simply not part of the American Council on Graduate Medical Education, which is the body that governs all the real board certifications that are recognized in hospitals and credentialing committees. So that's number one. Make sure it's the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And then, you know, make sure that you feel comfortable with the doctor and whatever he or she is telling you about the procedures you're talking about. So if you're going for a facelift, going for a breast augmentation, for lipo, whatever, make sure you know the details. And make sure you like the surgeon that you're working with and that you understand, you have good communication with him or her, because that's the best way to know that you're going to get good results, that you're going to get results that you can expect. You know what you're getting into. You know what the possible downfalls are. It goes right back to that good communication. So you really want to make sure you have a full understanding. and you know the procedure and the options. If you go to a surgeon, there are a lot of people, for example, that a lot of doctors that are looking to make an extra buck, and they'll open up a liposuction clinic. Now, that doctor could be an emergency room physician, or could be an internist or a family doctor, and you know, take a weekend course and decide they're going to do liposuction on people because they can make a couple dollars. Well, if you find yourself unwittingly in one of those kind of clinics, if you don't ask the right questions, you're about to have liposuction by your family doctor and not a plastic surgeon. And worse yet, many of these clinics have very limited offerings. You know, if it's a liposuction clinic and you go in there, they're going to recommend liposuction. You might not be a good candidate for liposuction. If you go there and you've got some hanging skin in your tummy and you really need a tummy tuck, when they get a hold of you, you're likely going to hear getting lipo is a good idea. And actually, in some of those instances, most of them, getting lipo is the worst idea because it'll actually make your hanging skin worse. But they can't do a tummy tuck, so they're not going to recommend what they can't do. And they're in business to sell you lipo. That's why they're doing stuff that they are not fully trained to do because they want to make a couple extra dollars. So it's easy to get into that trap and possibly be having a procedure that's not going to help you, might be making things worse. You might be having it done by a doctor who just isn't really qualified to be doing that procedure in the first place. So those are the most important things.
Always informative, and really appreciate your perspective and all the information you share on the program each and every time. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing remarks, a thought or a tip or anything else you'd like to hit on before we conclude today?
Well, you know, I think the number one thing these days is just be smart, remain safe, wear a mask, try and keep away from large gatherings, big crowds, you know, just play it safe. Whether or not you feel comfortable being in a crowd or not wearing a mask, just respect that there's lots of people out there that still are worried about infection, and there's plenty of infections being diagnosed every single day. So let's stay safe, wear the mask, stay out of big crowds, and try and be respectful when around other people as best you can. And then, if you've been thinking about having something done, and you're not working in an office, you don't have to physically be anywhere, you might find this is a convenient time to have things done. And there's a reason that we're still working, going gangbusters during this very difficult time. It's because like I said, the silver lining might be it's a convenient time to have a little me time and be able to recover privately and comfortably. So that's my one little tip.
I like it, and that certainly works. Tell us, where can listeners get more information on your practice in South Florida and also a way to be in touch as well?
Well, you can always reach me in my Instagram at Dr. Rubenstein, or my other Instagram is great source of information at Plastic Surgery Truths. We're in TikTok and Snapchat, same at Dr. Rubenstein. And if you want to reach me at the office, you can always call the office, 305-792-7575, or reach us on our website. You can always go to our website at www.dr-rubenstein.com. Rubenstein is R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. Lots of good information there. And you can even request a virtual consultation. We were doing virtual consultations before there was a pandemic, so this has been easy for us. You can only have to come to the office. Just reach out that way through the website, send us your photos, your info, and then we'll schedule you for a virtual consultation. And I personally will look over your photos and talk with you about what you're trying to achieve and give you my best advice.
And certainly appreciate that on behalf of the audience, that invitation. Again, Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
My pleasure. Look forward to it, too. Be well.
Again, we've been speaking with award-winning and renowned Miami plastic surgeon Dr. Adam Rubenstein. And for further details and for contact, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.